Well, we begin this bulletin with breaking news from Ethiopia. Al Jazeera has obtained satellite imagery that shows the United Arab Emirates is now providing military support to the Ethiopian army. The investigation has revealed the UAE hired two private companies from Europe to run military flights to Ethiopia. The images also show drones at an Ethiopian airport in the capital, Addis Ababa. Well, let's now bring in Samuel Getachew. He's an Ethiopian journalist and he joins us now live from the capital. Samuel, we obviously know Eritrea got involved in this conflict very early on and now seemingly the UAE. Just what do we know about foreign involvement that's taking place on the side of the government?
Well, the Prime Minister has been saying that he's willing to work with friendly nations. UAE has been supporting some of the reforms of this prime minister from the get-go. They provided funds when Ethiopia was running out of forex, for instance, and this is no surprise. But Ethiopia is obviously receiving support from the so-called friendly nations, including Turkey, that have provided military assistance to the country. This came about after the prime minister visited Turkey, which is one of the biggest foreign investors in the country, and signed a military agreement with the president of Turkey, and this is no surprise.
Samuel, we've obviously seen a huge recruitment drive as well, and between the call to defend the capital, Addis, and the roundups we've been hearing about of Tigrayans, what's the situation like in the capital at the moment?
Well, at Addis Ababa per se, there has been a movement of young people that are being recruited that are coming out and saying, we want to be part of the Ethiopian army. This came about after the prime minister literally announced on Monday night saying he's about to join the battleground and he's heading to the battleground. But that has since been confirmed by the spokesperson of the Ethiopian government. And he said that the prime minister is indeed in the battleground, offering leadership to some of the soldiers of Ethiopia that have been fighting against the TPLF for almost a year. But what we also know for a fact at this hour is the police chief of Deborah Brahan, which is about 120 kilometers away from Addis Ababa, have told all citizens to carry their IDs. And they've been telling the IDPs to stay in the shelters. And they have also arrested the police chief because he has been not willing to detain or arrest people that have been suspected of supporting the TPLF.
Samuel, 120 kilometres doesn't sound very far away at all. I'm curious, how strong are the forces heading towards the capital at the moment? We obviously know a number of other factions are also involved.
Yeah, the Oromo Liberation Front is part of the TPLF. They've somehow managed to find a common enemy in this Ethiopian prime minister and the Ethiopian government. They've been... You have to know the background information on the relationship between the TPLF while they were in government. The OLF has been fighting the TPLF-dominated coalition government for the last 27 years before this prime minister came to power. So the relationship between them is to really defeat the prime minister and see a change of government in Addis Ababa. But we exactly don't know how successful they are, but however, the OLF has been saying that they're near Addis Ababa. They've been saying it in the last few weeks. They're about to come to Addis Ababa, but that was proven to be wrong. But with the TPLF, there was a Zoom meeting that was leaked by a Canadian activist saying that they're looking for some kind of transition government in Ethiopia. But that has, since their demands has been changing, ever since they've begun to get closer to Addis Ababa, even that was recognized by the U.S. envoy that visited Ethiopia, saying that their demands is increasing, putting in doubt the kind of compromise that needs to take place to end this conflict that began a year ago and again affected millions of Ethiopians.
Samuel Getachew there with all the latest for us from the capital, Addis Ababa. Thanks so much, Samuel.